Three Sons. Starring Fred McMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
From the first grade to the second grade, that's part of growing up.
But second grade seems too grown up.
Barbie, oh, stop!
There's no King's X in this game.
How come they're running around like that?
Oh, because they're young.
Young? They're old.
Well, not from where I sit. Sweetheart, look, I don't want you to worry about going into the second grade anymore. That's weeks away.
Okay, but I'm sure you're going to be walking around with a heavy stomach.
Come on, Rob. We'll eat it somewhere.
All right. See you at your house.
Charlie's nowhere.
Gotcha. All right, now, let's hear it.
I admit it, Steve McQueen isn't cute.
Okay, I'll let you off the hook, but just don't let it happen again.
Here's your silverware. And remember, I'm bringing the dessert tonight.
Thank you, Uncle Charlie.
Here.
You know, that Steve McQueen thing is really silly. There's only one person I think is really cute.
Yeah, who?
Paul McCartney. Thank you for bringing the dessert, Uncle Charlie.
Honey, that stew was delicious. It's too bad Dad had to work tonight. He'd have loved it.
Thank you.
Gotta be the best since Michael Matsumori's place.
Michael Matsumori?
Yeah, he ran an Irish-Japanese restaurant in downtown Anchorage. I recommend the joint very highly.
Honey, make a mental note of that for the next time we're in downtown Anchorage.
You know, I think I'll get one of the babies. Maybe little Charlie.
Robbie, did we tell you about the three rashes that disappeared just before Katie got the boys to the pediatrician?
Oh, what about this morning? I found them all trying to eat a paperback edition of War and Peace.
That's a pretty tough plot to digest.
Look at the size of this guy, will you? He'll be 8'6" by next Saturday.
Excuse me, Robbie. Did the second grade ever make you sick to your stomach?
Not that I can remember, Dodie.
I was just wondering.
Hey, you know, you two don't look old enough to have a kid this size.
Let me take him, Uncle Charlie.
Oh, sure.
Come on, baby.
Maybe I spoke too soon.
What are you looking at, Uncle Charlie?
A gray hair.
A gray hair? On me?
Oh, honey, it doesn't mean a thing. I know a guy who's gray at 25.
Uh-oh. There's another one. Hey, you know, I think you're gonna look beautiful with gray hair.
Rob, do you realize that by the year 2000, we'll be in our 50s? And our boys will be in their 30s? Boy, that seems weird.
Seems weird.
Somehow I never pictured myself as being old before.
Old before.
Hey, Rob, your eyebrows are on fire.
Eyebrows on fire.
Thank you. turning gray, and I haven't even been to Europe yet.
Europe yet.
Oh. And I guess she's at the age where it might really bother her.
Yeah, I guess it might.
I mean, I can remember when I first discovered a little wrinkle around my eyes. It was really quite a shock.
There it was.
Steve, you're supposed to say that I don't have any wrinkles around my eyes.
Right.
Steve, if you want to go to sleep, why don't you say so?
No, go ahead.
Well, I forget the expression on Katie's face when Uncle Charlie kept finding one gray hair after another.
Wrinkles around the eyes.
Are they that noticeable?
Must have been quite a shock.
I guess you want to go to sleep. Yep. You want to go to sleep.
The Douglas family is the world's champion at eating and running.
Well, Steve loves his golf, Charlie, and I like to see the boys get their exercise.
Hi, everybody.
Well, what brings you here?
Oh, I promised Dodie I'd take her to the market. Is she ready?
Well, I think so, Katie. I'll go get her.
I'll get her. Dodie!
Well, Uncle Charlie certainly knows how to save steps.
Yeah.
Hey, you look as low as a mountain climber in a manhole. Dodie! Move it!
Is something wrong at home?
No, everything's fine.
You worried about them gray hairs again?
Of course she isn't, Charlie. Why should anybody worry about that?
That's what I keep saying to myself over and over again.
It does bother you.
Yeah.
Well, look, I only found four, and I'll lay you odds that I can't find another one.
Charlie, maybe Dodie is having a hard time getting them.
Yeah, maybe I better shut up and go help her.
The dumb thing is, I can't forget about the gray hair.
Katie, some people get gray hairs when they're teenagers, and some don't get them at all. But in your case, it certainly doesn't mean old age.
Well, but it sure is a colorful reminder that it's coming.
Okay.
I know. I'm being silly.
Yes, you are.
Hello? Yes, this is Katie. How did you know? Oh, really? Oh, Mrs. Vincent, you don't know this, but you just said the perfect thing. Thank you. Here's Barbara. It's your mother.
What did she say?
Well, she said she could tell it was me because of my youthful voice.
Hello, Mother. This is Ancient Barbara.
I got a question. How about some of that goop to dye your hair? We wouldn't let the secret out.
Don't worry about it, Uncle Charlie. I was just being stupid about the whole thing.
I thought just as kids were supposed to be stupid.
Right, just kids. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Goodbye, Uncle Charlie.
Bye. Bye-bye, sweetheart. I take for granted you know about our chicken special.
Oh, yes, thank you. We don't need any right now.
Hey, you're the mother with the triplets, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, six more and you got a baseball team.
That's right. Hey, Dodie. Honey, you must stay close to me now.
I know, but I was watching this boy climb into the freezer where the TV dinners were, and I watched his mommy yell at him.
I didn't know you had a daughter this age, too.
Oh, she's not my daughter.
Oh.
Well, I guess I could have a daughter Dodie's age.
Sure, why not?
Kathleen?
Katie, I think that an old man with no hair wants to talk to you.
Aren't you Kathleen Miller?
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, well, I was. I'm married now. I don't...
Oh, you don't recognize me. Well, it happens all the time because of the chrome dome.
Well, where was it that we...
Wait. Maybe this will give you a hint. ¿Cómo está usted, señorita?
I'm sorry.
Marvin Hornifer. I had the worst accent in Spanish class all four semesters.
Marvin Hornifer from high school?
Well, how many other Marvin Hornifers do you know?
Well, Marvin, it's great to see you.
It's nice seeing you, Kathleen. Gosh, it's been a few years since the old alma mater, huh? Oh, hi. Hey, you're gonna be as pretty as your mother.
Oh, she's not... Well, are you married, Marvin?
Yes, twice. Well, I hope life treats you well, Kathleen. Hasta la vista. So long, beautiful.
Did you go to school with him, Katie?
Mm-hmm.
He sure is nice for an old man with no hair.
Yes, he is.
A lot of people are bald.
Seeing Marvin simply reminded me that we're not children any longer.
Who's not children? Huh?
Rob, please.
You know, Kate, you used to be a little more fun.
I'm just the same person I've always been.
Now, you know what I mean. Four gray hairs, and we're supposed to be renting rocking chairs and waiting for our number to come up.
Rob, I'm simply willing to accept my age. Why should I be one of those women that desperately hang on to youth?
Katie, I'm not asking you to play hopscotch. I'd just like to see you laugh a little more. Come on.
Rob, not now.
Okay. I'll get the chamois.
I not only don't remember getting sick about it, I don't even remember the second grade. Period.
Oh, I was just wondering.
Hi. How's the old lady?
I'm afraid getting older by the minute.
You know, I used to go with a Damon Rangoon that pulled that serious stuff.
What'd you do?
Oh, I just hit her with a couple of jokes.
Well, that won't work, Uncle Charlie. Hey, do you know where the chamois is?
Yeah, the upstairs hallway closet.
Thanks.
Oh, boy. You know, I'll have her rolling in the driveway. Now that's what I like to see, a woman working.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Katie, did I ever tell you the time I worked in the cheap cafe?
No.
Well, business was so slow, the cook was arrested for loitering. Oh, God, come on, honey, smile a little.
Uncle Charlie, you think I need cheering up, don't you?
Then the guy phoned in one night and asked what time we served dinner. We asked him what time he could make it. Oh, now, come on, honey, smile a little bit. You know, that was funny.
Uncle Charlie, I'm not depressed. I'm just trying to face things as they are.
Look, you gotta be depressed because those two jokes I told you were hilarious. Business is slow and the cook arrested for loitering.
I just saw Robbie upstairs. He said the caper was down here.
Yeah, Chip and Ernie are babysitting the triplets.
Well, I seem to be spending most of my time easing Dodie into the second grade.
Yeah, well, while you're at it, see what you can do with the old lady out in the driveway, will you?
Is she still low about those gray hairs?
Look, when you don't laugh at my jokes, you've hit rock bottom.
Katie, can I talk to you for a minute? I'll bet Uncle Charlie sent you out here to check on my spirits, didn't he?
Well, from the way he sounded, I thought I'd find you in an emotional heap.
Oh, really, I'm fine.
Good.
There is something I wanted to talk to you about, though.
Oh, what is it?
Insurance.
Insurance?
Yes. Well, I feel that Rob and I should have a little nest egg to fall back on when he's no longer able to work. The boys' college tuition will be coming up before we can bat an eye.
One week, Dad.
1 week since she found that gray hair, and my household is completely different.
Oh, now, Rob, it can't be that bad.
Well, Dad, I wouldn't be here complaining if it wasn't that bad.
What exactly is the problem?
Well, she's living in the future. Her thoughts are aimed at old age. Do you know that she even looked into my pension benefits?
Well, that's all right. She should be informed about such things.
Dad, I don't collect for another 40 years. I'd say that's being informed about 39 years ahead of time.
But Katie's such a sensible girl.
You know, Dad, last night I came home from work, and I found out that we were going to play bridge with the people down the street.
Well, I can think of a lot worse things than playing bridge.
Well, nothing against senior citizens, Dad, but my partner was in her 70s. I mean, we had a wild evening talking about lawn bowling and bridge work.
Well, Rob, I still think you might be overreacting. After all, Katie has a good head on her shoulders. Hello. Yes, he's here, Kate. Yeah, I'll give him the message. All right. Goodbye.
What's the message?
She wants you to come home right away so you can rest.
Rest?
She's made an appointment for you to have an insurance examination tomorrow.
You see?
Well, can't we show Katie that she's still young?
I don't know, Barbara.
Well, maybe we should give her a party or take her to a discotheque or something.
I think the only thing we can do is, we'll just try to be patient with her. I mean, this is the sort of thing Katie has to work out for herself.
Dodie, you should be asleep by now.
I can't go to sleep. I'm lonely up there, and I'm nervous about the second grade.
Dodie, Chip and Ernie will be back from the basketball game pretty soon, and then you won't be lonely anymore.
Nervous or not, Dodie, you've got to get your sleep. Now, scoot.
I want to tell you guys something.
Dodie.
Mama, don't you think we could listen to her if she made it quick?
All right.
I'm not going to be nervous about second grade anymore.
Well, that's fine, Dodie.
That's fine, sweetheart.
Because I'm not going to the second grade.
Dodie. Now, I have just about lost patience with you. Now, we have done nothing but talk about the second grade for days now.
But
you're a big girl, and you're going to have to face it. Now, go to bed. Dodie, I am tired of talking about it. Now, go to bed. Steve, do you think I was too strict?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes a firm hand is just what they need.
Maybe I should have used a firm hand a little sooner.
Those glasses?
For fine work, yes.
What kind of fine work?
I'm making pillow slips. Save some money on Christmas presents.
Well, you know, honey, I do have a job. I mean, you don't have to sit around here looking like Whistler's mother.
Well, I'm a little tired.
Honey, I think I will check on Dodie. Maybe I was a little rough on her.
Okay.
She's gone. Steve, she's gone. She's not in her room.
Don't she have to be someplace in the house? Did you look in the bathroom?
Dodie?
Dodie?
Honey? Dodie?
Well, a doorbell makes this seem a little less like a retirement home.
Dodie?
Dodie?
Steve, do you think that she got so upset with me that maybe she ran away?
No, I don't think so, honey. Hello?
Dodie?
Rob, could I call you back?
Honey, she's not up here anywhere.
I just thought you'd like to know that we have a little visitor here, complete with fuzzy slippers and a bathrobe.
Dodie's over at Katie and Robbie's.
Oh, how in the world did she...
We'll be right over, Rob.
Dad, could you hold off coming over for a few minutes?
But why?
Well, I realize that Dodie needs a little help with that second grade business, but, Katie needs a little help, too. A little double therapy never hurt anybody, right? Okay, bye.
What do you mean I'm living in the future?
Well, you're in the first grade, right?
Right.
Well, that's exactly where you belong. Doing first grade work, reading first grade books.
And singing first grade songs.
Exactly. But do you know where your mind has been?
Right in my head.
Well, yes. But it's also been in the second grade. Thinking all about something that hasn't even happened yet.
Boy, you sure are smart, Katie.
She's super smart.
So, when your thinking is in the second grade, you're missing all the fun of the first grade. See?
You mean I should wait until I'm in the future before my stomach gets heavy?
Oh, that's one way of putting it.
I guess what she means, Dodie, is that we should all live now. Not in the past and not in the future. All of us.
You think you're very clever, don't you?
Sure.
I didn't see him do anything.
Well, he has a very sneaky way of making me see things for myself that I should have seen before.
No more talking about old age pensions, okay?
I'll wait until you're 64.
I'd appreciate it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, Dodie, it's okay. All you have to do is make it to the second grade.
Okay, I'll try to. Now I'm starting to worry about getting married.
It's just something you don't expect. Your little girl, the one you know so well, just suddenly walks out the door.
Well, she didn't really run away, Bart. She came to her own family.
A block and a half away, at night, in her pajamas.
What have you done about punishment?
Well, we've restricted her, and we've talked to her. I don't think she'll ever do it again.
Where is she now?
Well, she's up in her room, and Steve is with her. Why are you smiling?
Oh, because she's in very good hands.
Dad has a way. Sort of an intuition about things. He kept a house full of roughnecks in line for years. I think he can do the same for a little girl. Let's go see.
And a goat who will only eat rags and papers is not a good goat. Charles, you're supposed to read next. Mm-hmm. The teacher says we should read in rotation.
Okay, Steve. Goats are supposed to eat grass, and your mother will be very disappointed in you, Billy.
So go home and promise never to eat rags and newspapers again.
May we come in?
Well, do you people have business here in second grade?
Well, no, I guess not.
It's just like the first grade, except it has different books and junk, Mama. It's your turn, Stephen.
Oh. So, Billy went home and ate grass, and he grew strong and big, and horns appeared on his head, and his parents were very proud of him.
Thank you.